Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody. Where? We just got through being introduced by Miss Bubbly this morning. Always so cheerful and everything. Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is going to be we've had two or three just slap hot days. I know that some of you are now talking about, boy, I wish it was winter. I wish it was a little colder. You asked for this when it was winter and when it was colder. So make that adjustment. Go ahead and make that adjustment. But anyway, good morning, everybody, everywhere. And I don't want you to raise your hands. I just want you to raise your conscience. Are you mentioning this program to somebody else? Have you told your friends about this program? Have you mentioned anything about this morning devotion, this kickstart? This is what kickstarts your day. If you haven't, then think about it and mention this program to somebody. Just pass this one number along. This is about the simplest number that you can tell somebody. We used to have a Sunday morning program, and it had three numbers on it, three big old long numbers. Looked like it had about 20 letters in it and everything. But this one right here, this is pretty simple. So I would encourage you to at least mention it to somebody about this program Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock, just a 15-minute devotion. Oh, sing and be happy. Sing and be happy today. And I know some of you have already said, be happy about what? And be excited about what you, Brother Bradshaw, you just don't know my day. You don't know what I'm going through and what I got to get started on today. Well, it's one thing that I've found out about pregnancy. When they're having a baby, the doctor said push. The doctor always say push. I'm telling you, and I'm encouraging you as much as I possibly can this morning, push yourself. Push yourself beyond the limit. Push yourself beyond that doubt that's in your mind about today, about what you got to do, about the struggles that you're going through. I know probably you may have at least 3 days if you're on dialysis and things of that sort. You may have three down days maybe. And you may not feel good, but on that feeling good day, boy, you ought to be jumping up and kicking your heels, and I mean, and going to Dillard's and go wherever you want to go and just do what you need to do. Don't let that be one of them sit around days. Don't let them be one of them days you sit around and watch Gunsmoke and Matlock and all of that. Get up and do something. Push yourself. Push yourself. That's what they tell you when you go to the workout place. One, two, and they want you to push yourself. And when you go to a rehab, I know if you've had knee surgery or something of that sort, they don't let you stay in that bed. Pretty much the first minute or two, boy, they want you standing up and moving and trying to do something with that. And so they want you to push yourself. So that's what I'm saying today. Be happy that you got that one or two good days. Don't let the four or five days ruin the other parts of your days. And I'm thinking that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to adapt. He wants us to improvise, adapt, and to overcome. That's what Clint Eastwood said, and overcome. And so I'm encouraging you today that when you just try not to drag yourself out of the bed. Intentionally get up out of the bed. That's what you need to do in the morning. Intentionally make that thing work. I mean, look at that day as a day that you're going to accomplish, that you're really going to challenge. You're going to challenge that day. You're not going to let that day challenge you. You're going to challenge that day. And so, and then You know, it's every once in a while you might have to lean on somebody. So don't be so hard-headed and try to be so independent. You know that. You know, I get sick of that sometimes. I just get wild with that, with somebody who always somebody. I can do it. You get on. You just work my nerves when you do that, especially when it ain't working for you. And so every once in a while, just every now and then, let somebody help you because it's out of love. It's out of love. You can't do what you used to do. Quit lying to yourself. I'm telling you, quit lying to yourself. You know, people who get up in the age and everything, and have people asking about their birthdays and ask them, say, how you feel on your birthday? And some say, some lie, some tell a lie. I feel like I'm in my 40s. Well, if you just turned 75, I've been 40, and this don't feel like it at all. I know what 40 feel like, and I know what the 70s feel like, and they ain't even nowhere close. They ain't even in the same way, so quit lying to yourself about that. But anyway, you know, just take advantage of a good side of life. You know, look here, you don't have to moan about everything. There is a good side to some of this. There really is. It's no more than to if you don't have a good side, think about somebody that do. I'm pretty sure that there's somebody around you who you'd be thinking, who you'd be looking at you like, boy, they are so happy, and they seem to really enjoy life and enjoy the fact. You know, stop looking sometime at your own, looking your own wounds, and look at your grandkids sometime. Look at your great-grandkids. Find some joy in there. So what am I talking about this morning? You think I'm just rambling on? No, I'm trying to encourage you to do like you do when you go to the workout place. Push yourself to make this a grand day. Push yourself to make this a day that's worth being here. And I know that you got some people around you that do. Now, you don't have to overdo it. I know some people already be thinking, now, you know, you already overdo it. Don't lay your cane down. You got to have that. And I know some people say, well, you ain't going to catch me walking with a cane. I'm thinking, yep, I guess I won't catch you walking then. Cane, you got to have that little boogie that you're pushing in front of you. All of those are to give us the quality of life. Now, you're looking at it from a negative standpoint. But you ought to be looking at it from a positive standpoint because it helps you through the day. Don't be walking around the house with the little boogie and that little cane way across the room. Use that. Take that with you to you when you go to the sink. Take that when you go to the bathroom. Take that when you're walking through the house and pick your feet up. You know, that's one of the serious problems with old people is, We don't pick our feet up, and so that means it hangs on everything. You're looking down, next thing you know, it done caught on the carpet, and it done caught on that little rise that you got going from the kitchen to the living room, and you got to go up some steps. So pick your feet up, and then when you do that, I used to hear this all the time: pick yourself up by your own bootstraps every once in a while. Pick yourself up and get to move it. And that's what they used to say with Gomer Powell: move it, and make this one of those days where you really just, when you just challenge this day and when you just wear this day out. So, of course, we're always praying for those who have to go to dialysis, those who have to go to rehab. I used to think when I was coming up, they said, oh, she in rehab. I thought they was always drunk or alcoholic or something like that. But that ain't what that is. That's you go and get your knees worked on. You have to go to rehab. You get your shoulder, your rotator cuff, whatever it is. You got to go to rehab. That means they're trying to get you back on track, trying to strengthen some of those weak areas. So I want you to sing and be happy. That's what some say. If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through, There's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see it, my friend. Trust in his promises grand. Oft we are troubled and tired, sick with sorrow and pain. There are others living in sin, blessed with earthly gain. Take new courage. We cannot tell what tomorrow may bring. When the dark cloud vanishes away, then your heart truly can sing. Oft we fail to see the rainbow up in heaven's first skies. When it seems the fortune of earth fall and pass us by, there are things we know that are worth more than silver and gold. If we hope and trust him each day, we shall have pleasures untold. Sing, sing, and be happy. Oh, that's a beautiful song. Lift your voice and praise songs and praise him and praise him. And then he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, and let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true and whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if that be any virtue, if that be any praise, think on these things. And these things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Jesus loved you. He died for you. Coming again, and my encouragement to you today is push, push, push yourself through this day so that you can enjoy the abundance that God has set for you. God wants us to have an abundant life, but it's not going to fall in your lap. You've got to push. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And I hope that you have a super-duper week, and we look forward to Father's Day coming up this coming Sunday on the 19th, Father's Day. And so I'll be looking around for something that you can buy. Have a good day.